Thank you for downloading the Men's Shed podcast from Alive 90.5. The interview was recorded on the 6th of March 2014.
And with me in the studio today, I have Doug McKay, who's the president of the Men's Shed in Parramatta, the new Men's Shed. And also I've got Laurie Flood with me, who's involved with the organisation as well. How are you both today?
Very well, thanks, Laurie.
I'm well, Lloyd. It's nice catching up with you again.
Yes, you're opening up a men's shed in Parramatta on the 15th.
On the 15th, that's correct, Lloyd. We're looking for new members at Parramatta. We've got the Lord Mayor coming, the local member, state member for Parramatta, Dr. Jeff Lee, and also we have the federal member, Julie Allens, attending.
Yes, I've met Julie Owens. She's a lovely lady.
And so we're after new members to join. It's in the very historic Kambala site at North Parramatta at 1 Fleet Street, commencing at 10 a.m. for a 10:30 introduction or opening by the mayor, and then a sausage sizzle and a general tour of the shed and the grounds.
Sausages with onions, eh?
With onions, yes, correct, with onions.
Okay, I love that smell of the onions.
And even though it's a men's shed, some of the wives are coming to provide morning tea, so anybody would like a cup of tea or a coffee and some nice cakes and sweets and that sort of stuff, certainly come down and have a look.
Okay, now a lot of people might be thinking, what's a men's shed? What is a men's shed?
A men's shed is, it started off as a health initiative. It's somewhere where a man can go and do things that he's been doing all his life. What has happened over time? It's the backyard is reduced as Sydney expands, and so men can't go down to their garage or their shed in the back of the house. Also, for people that are retiring, that are now moving to units and that sort of stuff, they haven't got room in their own home to go. It also gives them an opportunity to go and mix with men, and as men normally do, they don't discuss their issues at home. So it's a good opportunity to them to go and talk amongst their fellow group and socialise.
You're right, because as you get older, you tend to downsize. So you go into units or smaller areas where you don't have that sort of
space. That's correct, yep.
Yeah, and what sort of things do you do in the men's shed?
At the moment, we're getting together all our equipment, and Laurie may be able to help me out here, but We've got some woodworking equipment, we've got metalworking equipment. Basically, the idea is that men can come and do whatever they want to. Also gardening, we have a gardening group as well. And Laurie may help me describe the type of machinery we have.
Yeah, the actual Parramatta District Men's Shed have been in the formation stages for about the last 18 months, and Doug was one of the founding members, if you like, that kicked it along, liaising with the government to get government grants that we could purchase machinery. So we have a full range of carpentry equipment there, cross-cut saws and planers and thicknesses and all those types of things for the woodworking type people. Then out the back we have a brand new metalworking lathe and some other metalworking equipment, so we have a fully functioning metal shop out the back in. And as Doug has suggested, we also have gardening for those interested in gardening, and we have actually provided and built some above ground garden beds for a couple of community centres, the Baronia Centre out at Toongabby, and we've actually got a whopping great big long above ground garden at the back of the Kambala Centre there where we meet. And we meet there every Monday between 10 and 2. And subject to the number of people who wanting to turn up, we will also be opening on a Saturday morning there.
Yeah, I love those above ground gardens because you don't have to bend over. And as you get older, that can be a problem. Yeah, you bend over all right, but then you have trouble straightening it.
Exactly right. So the garden beds, I guess you could say, they're ergonomically designed for the elderly person.
Yeah.
We've also been involved in community events, Lloyd. We've been involved in some family days for Parramatta Council, providing the barbecues and that sort of stuff for the council. We've also been involved in a library day for preschoolers with Parramatta Council as well. And as Laurie said, we've provided three garden beds for the Multicultural Centre at Toongabby. We've also assisted the Parramatta or Cumberland Hospital, I should say, with a garden there, and they want us to do some more work there. So we do get out and do stuff in the community.
I believe also you have done work with disadvantaged youth too.
We're in the process with disadvantaged youth with the Caribbee Community Service as well as WISE. In April we'll be building some possum boxes with some disadvantaged youth in that regard. It's over the school holidays, running for 3 to 4 days, depending how they go. That's building the possum boxes, painting them, and then handing them over to WISE.
Right, yes. I actually had a young man in here towards the end of last year, Shiva Goundon, and he was working with disadvantaged youth, and the Northmead, I think it was, shed, actually took those youths down to the gardens that are at the back of the park there and did some restoration work on the old greenhouse.
Oh, yes, yep.
He was very impressed with
that. That's part of Cumberland Hospital,
Cumberland Hospital.
That's one of the ones that we got involved in as well in the initial stages.
And it really needed some work.
It does. Yeah. They've got a greenhouse there that really needs some people with high skills to replace the roof, and that's another project they're looking at, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you get involved a lot with the community.
With the community, yeah. That's right. And with that, and as Laurie said, we've been fortunate enough to... We gained a grant from the state government. We've also got a grant from Parramatta Council, and also Parramatta Leagues Club have been a great supporter of us as well. And we're very fortunate in our co-founder, Kerry Boyce, is a very good grant writer, and so that we've been able, most successful. I think at the moment we've got 100% strike rate with our grant. So
I might get you to send him up here. That's
a very, very good. We'll hire him out. It'll be at a fee.
Okay.
I'm sure he's listening, and he'll be kicking me for saying that.
Now, if you've got a retired gentleman or more out there listening to this, and they want to come along to the men's shed, but they haven't really had any experience or any great experience working with their hands, do you have people there that would assist them?
No, look, that's not a problem. We have, when I say qualified, we have well-experienced people there. Every time the shed is open, we are required under the bylaws to have what we call a shed coordinator, who oversights the activities of the day, and we have different levels of skill where people are assessed as to their ability and the use of machines, particularly in the safety is a big issue, of course. We don't want people to go home with no fingers, so safety
definitely
and supervision is important, and so as such, people are assessed as to what their skill and abilities are, and then once they've been assessed, and they can then participate in whatever activities they want to get involved in.
Okay, and they can learn a new
skill. Yep, for sure. The Men's Shed Association started in Australia. It was an Australian government initiative. It started off in, I think from memory, South Australia.
Yep.
Spread right throughout Australia. We now have Men's Sheds Ireland, England, and Europe, so it's spread from South Australia right through overseas as well, because it is seen as a benefit to men, where they can, as Doug has said, sit down and they can tinker and talk, as they say. And so just about every Monday morning, it's first cab off the rank, it's a cup of coffee and a bit of a chat to catch up to where we're all up to and what we're going to do for the day and those types of things.
Yeah, so it's a bit like the ladies with their sewing clubs and things, where they come along and they have a chat and learn.
It's not a quilting club, though.
No, it doesn't. Quilting club.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Could they learn quilting there if they wanted?
They probably could, but maybe we would have to get some ladies, and not being discriminatory, but the gentlemen, some of the ladies actually ring up and try and get their husbands out of the house and to join. So we've had some inquiries from ladies, but not to join, for their husbands to join.
Yeah, well, you know what they say about retirement, or what wives say about retirement. It's twice as much husband and half as much money.
Yeah, that's correct.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But just pulling you up on a little point there, I worked in the craft industry for many, many years, and I worked with all the craft shops and so forth, and some of the best quilters were men.
Were men.
Yeah. And there were quite a lot of them. Yeah, more than you would think.
We might have to ask them on Monday at the Monday meeting, is anyone here can quilt or something? Quilt. And we might be surprised. There might be someone who can put his hand up. And
I don't quilt, but I do knit.
Yeah, well, maybe so, yeah.
And so you're looking forward to this, obviously.
Most definitely. And we're excited because it's the start of Seniors Week, Lloyd, as well. So
yes, it is.
Our event actually kicks off Seniors Week, and to have the mayor there as well is a plus, because he's obviously busy with other commitments for the Parramatta district. He will be there, and we're constructing a shed for him to open, a mini shed, for him to open. It's coming along very nicely, and all the foundation members have had some sort of input into how that, and when you get a group of men all putting ideas in, it can be. But it's coming together very well, and the mayor will open that as part of the opening ceremony.
Yeah, if they come along and they make things like, I don't know, chairs or whatever, what do you actually do with the finished products? Does that belong to the shed, or does it belong to...
Well, basically, as a rule of thumb, there's split into thirds. A third of work for themselves, a third of the work for the shed, and a third of the work for the community. That's a rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. So they've got the opportunity to work on their own projects. The projects for the shed would ultimately go into a sale situation, yes.
And as a use for charitable works.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And and of course, to keep the shed running, we have to fundraise as well. Oh, with that sort of stuff, and that would help in our fundraising activities.
But
whatever they'd like, if they've got projects they'd like to work on, or they've got no idea and they'd like some ideas to start something, if their granddaughters or daughter-in-laws are saying, do this for us, do that for us, and they haven't got a clue, we've certainly got a lot of skill down there to provide that for them.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting thing to be doing, actually, and I'm sure that a lot of people appreciate the efforts that you put into it. Anyway,
yeah,
thank you very much for coming along today and telling us a little bit about the men's shed, and that opens on the 15th of March.
15th. Yes. There will be, there has been some advertising in the local Parramatta papers. There's also already been an article in the Sun newspaper, and I believe next week in the Advertiser there will be details there. But if they like to look at the website, Parramatta District Men's Shed, I'm sure they'll be able to find the contacts there to get us in contact with us, or come along on Saturday week.
Right, so that's www.parramattamenshed.com.au.
That's
great. Okay.
Thank you.
Get on the website, have a look at it, and go along if you can.
Great.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in.
Good. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Alive 90.5.